one of the things I like about fiction in general is it gives us a good canvas on which to try out several ways that the world could go. Now, your book, I think, ends with a kind of a questioning. It doesn't give any kind of prescription for what's going to work out, what's going to be fine in the world. Although I think Danielle does find a way that works for her, that goes in the right direction. So to the degree that this is a canvas that you're drawing about what are possible solutions, healthy solutions at this time and place in history, what do you think you're showing are the possible options that are good?
One of the largest issues that's going on in the book, and a solution that might rise, is that communities need to stay somewhat small. They can only get to a certain size, certain sections of these communities. They can only get to a certain size, and once people stop knowing each other, that's when things start breaking down. We have groups, societies all over the world, that and denominations for religions, but we need to have like small groups of people that I think range from, Malcolm Gladwell says something about it in The Tipping Point, that once you pass like 150 people, families stop knowing each other and then things break down and people start talking about the people they don't know. And it's, so I think that kind of rises near the end of the book, that the community needs to stay close and yet it needs to be open. It's a conundrum. It really is. But I think it's, when our communities aren't connected and people aren't speaking, we're just social creatures, and we need that connection.